Lakeland. In a region of Alberta known for its vast outdoor recreational opportunities, many people from near and far have canoed, or hiked or skied on local trails, and experienced the natural beauty of the area. John Dunn, an international adventurer, photographer, and speaker, knows all about capturing the beauty of exploring the northern Canadian landscape. Dunn will be making a stop at the Stuart McPherson Public Library in Lac La Biche on February 5 to share stories, video, and images from the 8,000-kilometer, 400-day, series of expeditions he has been uncovering every step of the way between Tofino and the northernmost tip of Canada on Ellesmere Island. The presentation, titled, Journey North, takes place at 7 p.m. Dunn, who lives in Canmore, said given that these were several different expeditions, each one was a separate entity and required different preparation and logistics. This included padding up the coast of BC, crossing the Western Cordillera of Canada, paddling the barren lands of the north, and even skiing the Arctic. He got there by canoe, kayak, by skiing and hiking, as well as packrafting. The whole journey north was never going to be done in one go, as that wasn't practical for me at the time, Dunn told Lakeland this week. So, it was a series of journeys, and there are still are a few little gaps in between which may or may not ever quite get filled in. Dunn has been on about 30 Arctic expeditions. For him, it has always been about getting into the wilderness on long human-powered journeys. This came from an interest in geography as a student and also wanting to see true wilderness, as opposed to what he calls the human-altered landscape of his upbringing in England. He has also undertaken an expedition to Greenland, having traveled some 5,000 kilometers in a 5 meters inflatable boat up the whole west coast of the world's largest island. That motorized journey, he explained, inspired him to just concentrate on human-powered wilderness travel for future expeditions. At the end of that journey, we looked across to Ellesmere in Canada, which inspired my subsequent journeys, he stated. Photography is also a major component of his journeys, as he tries to get enough images and video to use for his presentations. Images from his 3,000 kilometers traverse of Baffin Island were published by National Geographic. His photography has also been featured in Canadian Geographic several times. Dunn has been giving these presentations for over 30 years, not only across Canada, but abroad as well. This marks his first time presenting in Lac La Biche. His presentations are open to the general public, and anyone interested in Canada, wilderness travel, photography, or nature, he says, will enjoy them. I see the talks as an integral part of the journeys and very much enjoy sharing these remote wilderness areas of Canada, especially with students, he stated. This is not some series of bleak images of folks hauling heavy sleds across a white background for months on end. My aim is always to make it an hour well spent. John Dunn will also be speaking at a presentation held at the Cold Lake Public Library South Branch on February 6.